Radio Free FM präsentiert die Plattform. Die Stunde, in der ihr zu Wort kommt. Ihr wollt euren Verein oder eine neue Initiative vorstellen? Ein spezielles Thema soll mehr Aufmerksamkeit bekommen? Dann seid ihr hier richtig. Montag bis Donnerstag von 4 bis 5 und am Sonntag in der Wiederholung ab 12. Interessiert? Mails unter plattform@freefm.de oder Ulm 938-6284.
Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu einer ganz speziellen Plattform auf Radio Free FM. Der Plattform, die eigentlich jetzt live vom Donaufest gekommen wäre, hätte Fahrradkette, hat nicht stattgefunden. Die Orbán-Regierung hat den ungarischen Bürgerradio Civil Radio nach 24 Jahren die Lizenz entzogen. Auch den freien Radios in Baden-Württemberg droht mit einer zukünftigen UKW-Abschaltung die Abschiebung ins Internet. Was bedeutet das für die europäische Zivilgesellschaft im Donauraum? Wie gehen die Länder damit um? Und welche Möglichkeiten gibt es damit umzugehen? Diese Live-Sendung hätte im Rahmen von 25 Jahre Free FM gleichzeitig auch die Auftaktveranstaltung für unser Danube Streamwave Digital Projekt, gefördert vom Staatsministerium Baden-Württemberg, sein sollen. Nun findet sie online statt und hier on air zu hören, also heute auf nur in einem stündigen Format und ohne Liveband, wie eigentlich angekündigt. Gäste sind heute Ákos Cezárhati, Geschäftsführer von Civil Radio in Budapest, Petra Novakovic, der Assistant Editor-in-Chief of O-Radio Novi Sad, Michael Diesenreiter von Head of Communications von Radio Froh Linz, unsere geschätzte Sabine Fratzke von Radio Free FM in Ulm, und moderiert wird das Ganze von Michael Nicolai, er ist der Präsident von Amarak Europa. Herzlich willkommen, und jetzt gehen wir rüber und switchen in die englische Sprache in unseren virtuellen Chatroom.
Yes, thank you for having me as the presenter of this panel discussion with friends and colleagues from mid-Southern Europe and Southern Germany and Austria, with Ákos, Treasure, Michael and Sabine. We try to focus in this next 60 minutes on aspects that are, let's say, voluntarily or not non-voluntarily important to the community media sector, and especially to the community radio sector, as we are talking about digitalization as a chance and a challenge. We will come from the situation already mentioned of Civil Radio in Budapest and step through some of the aspects that digitalization could be in importance, or let's say in difficulties, to our organizations, radio stations, at the end, volunteers who are trying to make radio. I'd like to start with the mentioned case of Civil Radio, because this is kind of the worst case scenario that community radios are confronted with. After a long period of difficulties for this community radio sectors, and a really huge decrease that the community media sector of Hungary was facing since Viktor Orban has the leadership of Hungary. Civil Radio was one of the, at the end, three community radios surviving a decade. At the end of the last year, Ákos, your radio station was forced to close down on FM, and you were, let's say, pushed into the digital world of online radio station. Could you just give us a little view to the past, what this meant to you, this switch, and then we could talk about the consequences for a FM radio station only listened now on the internet.
Yes, thank you for the invitation, and thank you, Nico. But just two sentences, two short sentences as an introduction to the listeners. What is CB Radio? CB Radio is a community radio located here in Budapest, and we have been broadcasting in the last 25 years. So we were on air for 25 years. The main focus of the radio is inviting NGOs, local communities to strengthen their voices and help them to achieve various objectives. Now, we have more than 100 volunteers, and last year, December, a new period has started in our life when the media authority, after 25 years, took away, or more exactly, did not prolong our radio license. So we had to give up the terrestrial broadcast. But actually, it wasn't an idea, or not even the idea emerged in the community to terminate the operation of the radio. So we were so united in this thinking that we should go on. And it's a lucky situation compared with the 90s or the early 2000 years when there was the internet, but it wasn't widely accessible. So it's a great channel and platform to us to go on with our activities and with our broadcast. If you ask about our experiences, I would say we have mixed but positive experiences. Probably, if I had to make a list about our experiences, probably the first thing that I would mention or comment would be that it's completely different. We are used to the feeling that people are listening in real time. And now we have to face with this experience that people download our radio shows, or they find our radio shows via podcast channels. Of course, we have the advantage that we had the chance to broadcast on air for 25 years, which means that we have a brand. And I remember that in January, a lot of people called in to the studio asking or commenting that there's a failure with your frequency because I can hear you. And it took us time to explain our listeners that, no, it is this time, this is not our failure. This is the failure of the media authority, and we cannot be on air anymore. So this is the first thing, that people download the radio shows after the radio shows. So the comments, the reaction is not a simultaneous process. It is happening on Facebook or on different channels. People cannot really be interactive or cannot really involve in our shows. We have the feeling that we are producing radio shows, and some of them are really popular among the downloaders. But it's another dilemma that some of the shows are much more popular than the others. And it's a question what we are doing. It's a uniformed radio brand or the bunch of different radio shows. So that's how we try to balance now with this dilemma, if you can get it, that it's not like a radio that has an emission and a people know that when I switch on this radio, what type of music I can listen to it, what is the content, what is the atmosphere of the radio. Now our listeners are looking directly for different shows according to different topics. And this is very different. We have sometimes a feeling that we became a productive or a workshop that is producing radio shows instead of operating as a radio emission. But the community became stronger, which is a very positive thing, that we were so united to with this idea that we must go on. And on the other side, it was a kind of liberation to us. We have to say that the Hungarian media law is very strict. There are quota systems. It is regulated how much music you broadcast, what type of music, what type of public service, what So it's the content is very regulated, and now we are liberated from that. We can do whatever we like to do so far. So we'll see what will happen in future when the media authority will realize and recognize that probably the internet and the online activities could be the next step of controlling such communities like civil radio.
Mm-hmm. But you're still running a radio station that is streaming, or did you stop this regular program of 24 hours radio stream?
Yeah, we kept the radio stream. So we try to do everything as it was before December. So the programming, the radio shows are the same. The whole programming is the same. But we have to face with the data, with these evidences that when we look up and try to figure out, and now we don't have to try, we exactly see the numbers, how many people are listening our radio shows on real time, and we see how many people are downloading the radio shows, and there's a great difference. So probably it's more comfortable for them to download the shows later, and it's true that people, most of our listeners listen to our radio shows in the morning and in the afternoon times, and mostly they listen the shows in cars when they went to their working places, when they went home. And we tried to explain people, and we made informational jingles, how to connect your mobile devices in your car and how can you listen the radio via different applications. But honestly, it's so easy when you are in your car and you push only one button. When you have to explain that you connect, you push this button, you connect via Bluetooth to this, and you push this, and you download this application, it simply doesn't work. It cannot be compared with the really simple, like that you push one button. And so the people know about our shows, knows about us, but they don't have to listen on real time. Rather, they know the different shows about social topics or environment protection, and they are looking for those particular and well-defined topics and to those shows. Mm-hmm. But simultaneously, we kept the original stream and the original programming.
Okay. O-Radio in Novi Sad was, as far as I know, from the beginning as a radio station on the internet and never on FM. So that's why, Predrag, your head was always saying yes, yes, to many aspects Akos was touching in the last minutes. Could you just give us a short idea of an online radio station that you were founding, that's running in Novi Sad? How are you working? And perhaps there's something you could add to Akos' experiences anyway.
Yeah, okay. Hello from Novi Sad. I'm Predrag Novković, and I'm assistant editor-in-chief of O-Radio. And in the beginning, I have to say that O-Radio is part of public media service of radio television of Vojvodina. It means that we are some kind of state media. O-Radio was founded less than 6 years ago, and our audience are mostly young people. And we try to use all digital platforms and options to make program and for program distribution and communication with our audience. As I said, we are part of public service of Vojvodina. It means we are not a classic community station. I think that this type of station doesn't exist in the whole region of former Yugoslavia, and I think it's not even provided by law. Radio stations are with city or provincial and state terrestrial frequency, and that's all. We don't have any kind of community stations. So for the O-Radio, as we are a part of the public service of Vojvodina, we don't have to worry about our financing, about our technical costs and fees and salaries for the young people who are working on O-Radio. So we almost don't have to make any kind of commercial programs. And what we are broadcast is not the result of our marketing, because we don't have marketing. And the complete marketing is centralized at the level of entire radio television of Vojvodina. If you, I don't know if you know, Vojvodina is a northern province of Serbia, and Vojvodina has a public service of Vojvodina, and in on the level of state of Serbia, we have a public service of Serbia. So this means that we don't have to try to be commercial, to have a large number of clicks and to deal with, I don't know, celebrities, with trivia and similar things that follow the commercial media. But we try to be a medium that produces its own stories and topics based on real problems and priorities of young people. And that's, I think, it, I can say, that's the obligation of public media service. So I think the, our position is not similar as the Seal Radio. So I don't, I can compare our radio position and that position in Seal Radio is now, but our experience in online world is that we are using the fact that we are part of public service to promote our contents on all radio and TV channels of whole radio television of Vojvodina, and we are making a multimedia program. We are making the video content, and we have our website with our articles, and we are among the first ones in Serbia which are start practicing mojo journalism. So I think we are trying to find all kind of ways to connect with our public, with the young people from Novi Sad and from Vojvodina.
And could you say how well this works? Because we are now, you as an online radio, it's compared to FM radio, I think something very radio typical is missing, as the permanent as accessible frequency everywhere for free. There's something you have to overcome with your online radio first, beforehand anything is coming out of a speaker. You have to switch on a computer, you have to know the address. It's really different to FM radio. So how is this working? If you say you're doing this from the beginning, what is kind of, let's say, I call it success, but this is not really the success term itself. It's rather like, are you really reaching the people that you are that you're wanting to reach?
From time to time, I think when we try to talk about their I don't know how to explain. We have several specialized shows that deal with the education, with the opportunities to travel or to improve. And shows about connection with colleagues from the Western Balkans. and I don't know, maybe shows about culture, music, or summer festival, something like that. And there are topics that are really interesting to people, and that's I think that's the chance of media like us.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And numbers are not so huge, but we can only have I think 500 listeners at one moment. So that's it. Mm-hmm. That's the coordinate, and that's our coordinates. And but we have our website and our articles and our Mojo content, and we are trying to put all these contents in one mm-hmm. box. I don't know how to explain, and people using what they like.
Yeah,
what so they want.
So Oradio, as you called it yourself, as a multimedia.
We're not a classic radio from the start. Yeah. We don't work. As a classic radio station.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think that's the main differences. Main difference from any other stations in our Danube Stream Waves community.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So then let's do the step to the classic radio station. It's starting with the German one, Sabina from Free FM in Ulm. We heard the, let's say, situation of online radios or XFM2 online radio. If we take this, everything sounds not that bad. If we were listening to Akos, who said how concrete now listenerships are picking up exactly the radio show they like to hear, and you precisely know which numbers, which figures your listenership has, and your range is. So why FM if online radio is really up to date, and you are still fighting for an FM frequency in Germany, or let's say fighting against the completely switch to digital?
Yeah, we're fighting. Hello from Ulm here. We're fighting for the digital audio broadcasting DAB because we say that if you broadcast on the internet, it's not really free and it's not really anonym like a FM, because everybody needs at least a provider and has to pay for. And for FM, as you don't have to pay for, you can reach it for free. So, and that's a major difference. And the second one is, if you have an IP address, we all know these scandals the last years about the digital rights and about Facebook and selling their data and something like that. And if you're listening radio on over IP, then somebody has your data and somebody can see what you are listening. I think in the moment in Germany, we don't have a real problem with that. But I think there are a lot of possibility in future which can cause problems. And of course, the next one, what we are afraid of is that if we send only in the internet, we heard about now from Peča that in Serbia they started as internet radio, but as part of public radio. So they, of course, have a big audience. They are well known as a public radio, and they have the concept that the youth is going into the internet and the youth is firm with techniques like that. But I think the older people, it's not so easy for them. Mm-hmm. And in Hungary, Akos told us that they are a strong community and they published the last 25 years. So they are built up something like their brand. And of course, some politicians told me once that it's not always bad if somebody target you. For example, in Baden-Württemberg, where the free radios are a bit targeted by the AfD, by the right wings. So, and he said sometimes it could be advantage to be targeted, and I think it's some part of like what civil radio now experience, that they have a strong community because they are target of the issue, that they don't want to finish their FM frequency. It was finished, so, and this is a strong target, and we are afraid that if it's like in Baden-Württemberg, it's not like that somebody wanted to limit free FM, but it can happen that sometimes they say UKW FM is finished, and if it's finished for everybody and all the other radios are like public radio and commercial radio are already on the digital broadcast, on the digital broadcast DIB, and we are not, then it's no big issue that FM is finished, and nobody would care about that some radios are lost with the switch. So that is not the big issue if they limited one. So it's another thing. And the last thing we are afraid of is that if we don't have this FM, people don't find us anymore after a while. If they have to use if they have to search us in the internet, and there are lots of streams, we don't have the fundings to make the advertisement for future that people can find us. And on the other way around, people who want to broadcast it, they just can switch on their internet stream, and they don't need a social place like Free FM. And I think that is one of the important thing, that we have a social place where we talk to each other to do how to do a program. We make education, and that is slightly different than anybody is broadcasting from his office at home. But if there is no FM frequency or no DAB frequency, then I think a lot of people don't go to a place like community radio. They just publish by their own, and then we lose the volunteer people who does the radio. So the community, I think, it's not as strong as in Budapest, because we have other levels on where we work.
Akos is raising the hand. Okay.
Yeah, because I heard that when you said that everything is fine when you're broadcasting on online, actually there's a lot of opportunities in the online world, and you can do a lot of things, and it's a great challenge, but in future it will be very, I think almost every activities will go online. Actually, it's the problem on our side is the community. If having an FM radio, it's a privilege and a prestige, and if anyone can launch a community or a radio show or have a podcast channel, and that's the motivation problem in our community too, that when we had the FM channel, it was so obvious to the people who joined to the radio that the foundation, we have together the FM, and this is the voice where this is the channel where we can use and raise our voices. But now still our community is very strong, and the people are loyal to the brand, which was building in the last 2.5 decades. But there could be fractions in the community, because some of the people can say that, well, I can do that. I can make a radio show from home, and I can be much more popular, and I can reach more people than you can do with your brand. And this will be a dilemma quite soon, that if you have a tool which is accessible for everyone, then how to bring the people and how to keep them as a community, as a gathering.
And so the aspect of societal function, social function of community radio and its contribution to social cohesion is one of the things that perhaps are going to be lost if we are only talking about people sharing their podcast on one station, perhaps.
Yeah, we hope not, but it could happen, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, let's switch to Austria, because at least we have four very specific situations. While in Germany, there is really an announced end of FM, so we are talking about, until now, a real situation coming. In Austria, isn't. So in Austria, there is still FM, and there's no huge discussion on a complete switch of the radios to a digital broadcast system. Michael Diesenreiter from Radio Froh in Linz, could you explain us the Austrian situation and perhaps coming to Radio Froh's specific, let's say, approach to digitalization?
Sure, yes, I can start with DAB Plus in Austria. That's the actual situation, and then I will focus on the situation, especially Radio Froh in Linz. We are here in Upper Austria. We have two FM frequencies, and they are advertised at the moment because you get an FM frequency only for 10 years. And then you have to, so after the 10 years, so you can, you can apply once again to the same frequency, but you can only have it for 10 years. That's what is about our FM frequencies at the moment. DAB Plus, there is only a national so-called MUX or multiplex. So only one. For the whole country, for whole Austria, and there's only one local multiplex, and it is located in Vienna. So there is at the moment no possibility for us or for any other free non-commercial station to get the DAB Plus frequency, because we don't have one, especially for Upper Austria or for Linz, the region around Linz. And we are licensed as local radio. So every non-commercial station in Austria is licensed as local radio. And yeah, so there is no possibility for us to focus on DAB Plus. But it's also no political discussion here in Austria. And also the National Broadcast Service, the public service, the ORF, has no interest to focus on DAB Plus. So they have their FM frequencies for radio, and they don't want to focus on DAB. I think we in Austria here are many years behind other countries than I think Switzerland, Norway, or Germany as well. And so I don't know when it's in public mind that there are other frequencies, there are frequencies on DAB. So maybe that's the whole thing about DAB Plus at the moment in Austria. Maybe you have some questions anymore. Let's switch to our special focus on Radio Froh. At the beginning, you said, so digitalization as chance, and we try to take it as a chance. So Radio Froh operates the so-called cultural broadcasting archive. It's the digital archive for the whole non-commercial radio stations in Austria. Everyone talks about podcasts now at the moment, but we have this cultural broadcasting archive since I think almost 20 years, and now we focus on a newer version of the database, and of course Surface is a bit outdated, but there is actually a program, a project to do a new Surface for this cultural broadcasting archive. At the moment, there are more than 100,000 audio files on this audio archive, and that's for a small country like Austria. I think that's very much. There are many, so every non-commercial radio station uses the cultural broadcasting archive. But this is not the only thing we do on digitalization. We have an app, it's called FRAP, here in Upper Austria with other local free radio stations, and we also focus on television. So we have.
Oops,
lost you.
Okay.
Partners, it's.
I think you're back.
Can you hear me?
But now again, yes. We lost I'm you when back. You said you okay. have television.
Okay, yeah, we have a local partner, Dorf TV, and some of our programs, especially the political information magazine called Frosin, I'm also a part of this political information magazine, and so some discussions in our radio studio, we also broadcast on television, so we have cameras in the studio, in the radio studio, and so we use other channels, like in this special case television, but then also stream, app. Of course, we have a new website since the with a new modern Surface, also it was renewed in the last 3-4 years. And we try to focus on digitalization strategies. So many of our programs you can listen to online directly on our homepage, on our website. And that's some of our activities. We try to get the digital way.
Yeah, and it shows the, let's say, challenge for an organization to really keep up all these, let's say, aspects to have an attractive channel, let's state of the technical art and even on design questions, to be attractive for listeners in each group, and each target group needs specific, let's say, strategies to reach even on these digital channels, and perhaps there's something that we had now in the discussion, which is one of the aspects that are not really to be discussed in the question of switching to a digital system. It's on FM, you always could listen to a bad signal while in digital world, there's only no or yes signal. So there is no bad signal. There's only a disappeared signal if there's no signal. It's never that you could hear keep it with a bit, little noise because the show is so interesting. Just a sidekick to this discussion. Sabine, you were raising your hands to add or ask something regarding the question of all the digital channels or additional channels that Michael was talking about.
It was just the same you said in a moment. If I heard you, Michael, talking about your lot of ideas you have and lot of channels you play on, so I just thought about how many IT persons, how many programmers and coders you need to fulfill all these channels. And I think that's a major problem of the community radios. We rely on volunteer people. And in this time, it's very hard to get volunteer coders. And if you don't have the volunteer coders, you have to pay them. And they are in the moment very expensive. And because we have this fragmentation of this lot of channels, the one is going to use Instagram, the next is going to use Facebook and app, or you want to have this archive and download things. So you need a lot of people who maintain all this stuff. And that is a real issue. So we saw exploding our costs. How is it in Linz or in how do you work with all these channels?
Yeah, perhaps it would be nice to have the answer first from Akos and von Treja, because Akos is, let's say, as a real community radio in the situation to deal with completely new costs, perhaps, and infrastructure challenges. And then we have this, let's say, old-time and long-time experienced online radio infrastructure from O-Radio. Could we do this order then, Akos, please?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not easy to answer. Still, we are working with volunteers and all the coders and programmers and the people who try to contribute to our online presentation are volunteers. You can see the result of that. So it's not really professional. We are using various applications, open source programs, softwares, and the result is a mixture of everything. And now we try to teach the radio show presenters, because it's very important how you put your audio file into a certain channel. You must write something to it. The keywords are very important. And we have to teach them how to deal with this new situation. They're not programmers. They're just simple users. But still, there's a lot of things. And this is one of the points, but they mentioned the first time that previously when they came to the studio and they made their radio shows, they prepared for it, but there was no afterlife. We directly put it on an archive system, but we did not really focus on the promotion, that you must write something to it, a short description. It would be reasonable to add a photo to it. So it's a new kind of routine, working routine, how they should manage their radio shows after the shows. The programming part and the coding part, well, it's now really the mixture of everything. So, yeah, we would need a professional, a programmer or a team of programmers, but we cannot really afford it. But we would like to do something, and this is why we say that even it's not professional, it looks as it looks, but it's important to do something, have the simplest website using various channels, just so the focus is still on producing the audio show or the audio files, and we don't have a very professional layout or designed website.
And Petra, How is the situation in a, let's say, professional online radio?
But as I said, we are part of Radio Television of Vojvodina, so we are using the IT department of Radio Television of Vojvodina to make our website and our mobile phone application. We have the new smartphone application both for Android and iOS, and I don't know, we are planning to make our radio our content more available to young people and to boost networking of our to all of existing digital platforms, so, because we are broadcasting our program for 24 hours, 7 days a week, always on our website, and also we are active on social networks, and we are trying to communicate with audience. We are trying to come up with topics they find interesting, that are we want to get the attention of young people about that topics, and we are using all kind of way to attract them. So we are making especially designed contents for social networks, and we're trying to invite our listeners to consume them. And there are some kind of public actions, for instance, for the second birthday, we make the flash mob action in the center square, main square of the city, and we make the video about that, and that video had nearly 40,000 views on Facebook. So that's the way how we try to make our program attractive.
And Michael, perhaps as you were asked firstly, how you are realizing all the different digital activities that you are doing besides running an FM radio station, what is the infrastructure and the staff taking care of all these different channels? I hope you're there.
He's not there.
It's only a white M on red. That's a pity.
Where's Rainer?
We lost Michael for a moment. But anyway, perhaps Sabine, it's if we from the German situation are looking on these aspects, then one thing is not touched yet, which is, for instance, and that was one of the, let's say, arguments always came when it was about asking for money to run community radio station, was always that politician or decision maker said, in 2000, whatever, it's not needed to do FM anymore. Do it in the internet. Everyone can do radio on the internet. And it turned out that perhaps there's a reason why, for instance, civil radio is losing FM as mass media channel. But beside that, there is the question of costs. So it's not easy to run really a high-level, high-quality radio station online, as far as I know. What are, let's say, budgetal or financial aspects in this discussion from your point of view?
Yeah, that's what I told before. You have as well to have the coders to, for example, we try to make... I try to explain it from a technical side. It's not only what we hear now that you have to play on all these different channels. If you want to have a platform like CBA, I know the discussion Michael told before that they want to make a new archive, and we want to invite every community radio to participate on this archive. So, and then if you do things like that to get more power to bring all these people together, it will even be more complex and more more expensive, of course, because every station has his own technical things they did the last 20 years. There's some single people who made programs for some automation, and every station has, of course, there's a nice story I can tell. When we had a yearly festival where we meet each other in Germany, there was a two young guys who presented a new programmed automatization. They want to do a program calendar, and they, because they had not the power to finish it, they invited all the other technicians to look on their presentation and then to help them if they liked. And then they make their presentation, and in the end there was one question. They said, yes, of course, that's nice what you're doing. You had all this program written, for example, 14 days and 4 weeks, and every first Monday of the month. But what about the reruns? And then they said, oh no, we in Halle, we don't need automation for the reruns. We have some volunteers who does the reruns manually. So we didn't do this in our program calendar. And then all the other technicians said, okay, this program is not usable for all the other radios. So every radio has his special technique, automation technique. And if you try to do one archive and one platform for everybody, you first have to discuss about the whole country, that you find some standards for all. And that we're talking about now since 3 or 5 years. And that are the dimension we live in. If you are something like SAP or Telecom, big player, you get some millions from the government to develop an app, but we don't have this. We have to do it voluntarily and by our own, and that is the difficult. And so cost-wise, this is either we play on a very, very low level and needs years to come together, or we have lots of money to put in and to compensate all these new technical things we have to know. So Michael is back again.
Yes, and that's why I'd like to pass the question again to him. Michael, we were trying to get the information from you, how you how you are dealing with the challenges to run all these digital activities of Radio Froh on let's say high level, that you are needed to bring it up there, because you were counting on so many different things. What is your infrastructure and your resources to do this digital thing beside the radio?
Well, the costs are always a problem, of course, and there is so much work to do. Of course, we cannot do all. And of course, we have many volunteers also. The radio program presenters are nearly 250 persons. And the volunteers are very various, and also the audience is very various. So we have, as an example, the senior radio every morning. You can write a postcard to them if you like, and if you have a music wish. And so they don't have anything with digital media or something. But we have many younger persons, and of course they share their Instagram stories, etc., what is their program about. And of course we then also share it and focus on them. And the TV part is especially for our political information program. So yeah, of course we try to be on many different media, but yeah, our our volunteers are also very different. And it's also sometimes difficult to get the volunteers who made their radio programs since the last 20 years to get them on this digital side. So they don't like to write on the website what is their program about, for example. And I always try, that it's important that I know what is their program about, that I can write it on Facebook especially, or on Instagram, or any other. Maybe that's that's all our different, let's say, construction sites we have at the moment.
Yeah, because there's only 4 minutes and 30 seconds left in this radio and discussion panel. I'd like to have, a last aspect to be discussed, which we were not touching, but it was between the lines. If you take the situation in Novi Sad, then we have a strong online radio station that is supported by the public service and in this kind of officially supported. We have the opposite. We have the enemies of the state with civil radio, which were, that's why, banned from FM. In Austria, it's no discussion about digitalization, but in Germany it is, and it's clear that there will be an end of FM transmission until 2026, as far as I know. That's the official number in the moment. As we now know, without any support, community media is not able to handle such a switch. I know there's a huge debate in Baden-Württemberg anyway, so that's why perhaps it would be nice if we could pass the last words for Sabine to answer the question of what kind of support and what kind of, let's say, guidance of policymakers and politicians is needed for this, let's say, challenges to be, as in community media, doing this digitalization switch, whatever it will take, if it will be DAB plus or 5G or whatever the thing at the end is in 10 years or whenever.
Yeah, of course. First, we have to thank the government of Baden-Württemberg because this program is part of a project called Danube Streamwaves Digital, and it's funded by the State Ministry of Baden-Württemberg. So, of course, we already have some politicians who are interested in this, and that's the first thing. And the second thing is, I think sometimes they have to do some decisions, and we have to have politicians who are interested and who have to do a decision. Because if you don't do decisions and let it run like that, then it will be in the end the worst case, like we will lose any transmission and end up in the internet what is for us, and we lose this single, how you call it, the unique selling point, FM, and that would be a major problem for us. So I think we need at least politicians who can manage that we are on the same level like the others.
So and then it would not matter if, however, the technical transmission is working, if it's digital or non-digital or whatever. The issue is to be present on the mass media channels where the commercial and public service media is running to. I thank you very much for your time and your contribution to this discussion in the opening of the new stream of this project thing, Danube Streamwave. We were talking with Akos Cserhati, who is the Managing Director of Civil Radio in Budapest, with Predrag Novković, who is the Assistant Editor-in-Chief of O-Radio in Novi Sad. Thank you, Michael Diesenreiter, Head of Communications of Radio Froh in Linz, and of course Sabine Fratzke, who is one of the people running Radio Free FM in Ulm, where this radio show is hosted and running. I thank you for your attention and hope all the best. Wish you all the best for your activities, stations, and so on. My name is and was Michael Nicolai, and I was thankfully hosting this little discussion, presenting it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Das war die FreeFM-Plattform auf der 102,6. Vergangene Sendungen gibt's zum Nachhören auf freefm.de/program/Plattform.